Tom Leonard. He has announced his candidacy for the state representative position in the 93rd district, which includes Clinton and most of Gratiot counties. Leonard's 30 years old. He's from DeWitt Township. And he has pledged to embody principled conservative leadership in the state house. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Doing wonderful. How are you?
Why in the world would you want to do this? Who needs the headache? Come on.
Tony, the simple answer is that I love people. The last 3 years, I've spent my most of my public life in public service. I was a former prosecutor in Genesee County, a current assistant attorney general, and I absolutely love serving people, love working with people, so people would be the number one answer.
All right. Take us from high school graduation to where you are now through your education and work, what you've been doing.
Yes, I graduated in 1999. From there, I went to the University of Michigan, where I received my degree in history, and law school is actually what brought me out here. Went to law school at Michigan State University. I moved to the DeWitt area. From there, I got involved with the community, got involved with the Republican Party. Again, I graduated in 07 from law school and started working as a prosecutor in Genesee County. I did that for 3 years, and now I'm a current assistant attorney general.
All right, and you have decided to run. What made you say, hey, we're going to go for this?
You know, actually, this is something that's been on my heart for a while. I didn't know if it would be this soon, but in September, I was approached by our sheriff up here, Wayne Kangas, to look into the idea, and I told him, I said, Sheriff, I said, give me a couple months, we'll look into it. And then subsequently, I was approached by Senator Alan Cropsey. So from there, I started talking to folks about it, and one thing led to another. We mustered enough support, and we're going for it.
All right. Now tell us, what are you going to bring to the legislation that they don't have right now?
Well, Tony, right now, I believe there are very few, if any, prosecutors in the legislature. And I believe as a former prosecutor, I could bring a unique set of experiences to not only save the taxpayers money, but also improve the quality of life for all Michigan residents.
How are you going to improve that? What specifically do you want to do?
Well, for instance, I look at our preliminary examination, preliminary examination system that we've got set up in the district court level right now. And right now, we have a system where we're bringing in officers to testify nonstop that I believe is unnecessary. I believe by at least allowing hearsay during those examinations, I believe we could put more officers on the street, prevent so many of them from coming in to testify, and saving the taxpayers millions of dollars a year.
All right. So what do you think should be your number one job should you get elected? What would be the first thing you'd do?
Again, I think looking at that preliminary examination system that we've got right now, I believe by reforming that, by allowing hearsay at the preliminary examination level, I believe that we could, again, put more police officers on the streets, particularly here when you look at local communities like DeWitt and St. John's that have very few officers as it is. I believe if we could get more officers on the streets, save the taxpayers millions of dollars. You know, I want to look at what my expertise is and bring that to the legislature. I really want to look at that reform. Again, based on what my expertise has been, and I believe that would be the number one thing I'd like to look at.
So you think that's more important than creating jobs?
No, I don't. I believe it would help create jobs. Again, I believe in the legislature, you're bringing in 110 in the House. You're bringing in 110 individuals that bring a unique set of experiences to help reform state government. And I believe this would be my way of chipping in to save the taxpayers millions of dollars.
All right. We have lots of budget issues. As you know, what could you do to help that process should you win entry into the state legislation?
Again, going back to the same thing, reforming our preliminary examination system, allowing hearsay. Again, it would prevent, you know, Tony, tomorrow on Tuesday, if one were to walk into Flint, where I used to prosecute, you would see dozens and dozens and dozens of officers standing there waiting to testify, standing in the hallway for sometimes 3 and 4 hours. I believe those officers not only need to be back on the streets, but also those that are getting time and a half shouldn't be there wasting the taxpayers millions of dollars. So I believe that is something, again, that we can do to reform state government. Is it going to completely fix the state? No. But it would save us millions of dollars and put us on the right track.
All right. I hear what you're saying, Tom, but it seems like that focus, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how that's going to create jobs, how that is going to decide whether we should have a bridge or not, how that's going to balance budgets.
Again, it would put us in the, I believe it would put us going towards the right way, Tony. But amongst that, I mean, I believe in lower taxes. I believe in less government regulation. There's several things that we could do to reform state government, several things that I believe we could look into. But again, you would ask me in terms of me as a legislator using my experience, that is one thing that I believe that we could do to set us in the right direction.
All right. Do we need a new bridge from Detroit to Canada?
That's something I really need to look into. I believe that there's been a lot of different information from both sides, and it's something that I would like to look into.
All right. Tom Leonard has announced his candidacy. He wants to be the state representative in the 93rd District. If people want more information, all you got to do is go online and Google him because he's all over the place. Tom, we appreciate your time. We'll be talking with you again. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony, and anytime. Thanks for having me.